Pretty amazing that, wasn't it? All that junk. How you could conceive to produce something out of all those bits and pieces that when you shine the light through, you got that picture. Really, really incredible. So what I'm just going to do now, just for 5 minutes, is to draw the strands together of the different bits we've been doing, building a bit of a jigsaw puzzle up of a message that God wants to bring to us today. So we're thinking about the Holy Spirit and Christmas. Jesus was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, so it says in the Nicene Creed, a fundamental belief of the faith. So Jesus is the gift from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the giving gift. The Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life, again from the Nicene Creed. The Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life. So right in the first verse, very first verse of the whole Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Holy Spirit hovered over the chaos and brought form and shape and created everything that is in the universe and in the world, came from the creative work of the Holy Spirit. And then in the New Testament, where the story almost like is retold in John's Gospel, we are recreated by the Holy Spirit. Our human flesh and blood, created in the image of God, but damaged because of the imperfections of the world, human choices and the work of evil, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit blows where he wills, and in John's Gospel, so we are born again. So what was created beautiful and has become damaged is recreated by the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was doing overtime 2,000 years ago. Two miraculous babies who we have been introduced to. The one who jumped at an early age, whether that was a world record, I don't know. John the Baptist jumped in Elizabeth's womb when Mary came to her carrying Jesus in her womb. The Holy Spirit was greatly at work. So Luke chapter 1 gives the account of these two births, and in both cases the Archangel Gabriel came to bring the message, first to Zechariah to say that Elizabeth, they'd not had children, they were very old, but his wife Elizabeth would conceive and have a baby, which was to be John, and Mary, an unmarried teenager, was told that she would also have a baby, and she was at a young age, was able to do that. Two different responses. If you study this in Luke chapter 1, we didn't have the full reading about Zechariah. That's a little bit earlier than the reading that we had first. Zechariah said, "How can I be sure of this?" Which I guess any of us might say if we were given that news, won't we? If we're being polite, we may something say a little bit more astonished and outrageous than that. Mary said, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" So Zechariah said, "How can this be?" Whereas Mary said, "How will this be?" Notice the difference in tone between the two. Then when Gabriel carried on talking to Mary, he said, "And your cousin Elizabeth," so he told Zechariah this and he said it to Mary as well, "is having a child in her old age." In the most recent translation of the Bible we use, it says, "For no word from God will ever fail." That's what the angel said to Mary to say how this could happen. No word from God will ever fail. The version in 1984, the previous translation, said, "For nothing is impossible with God." They're both translations from the Greek, but they're trying to get the sense over that God can achieve anything, that fact that he wants to achieve. No word from God will ever fail, for nothing is impossible with God. And that's the point that Steve was drawing out, wasn't he, from those wacky world records. Steve pointed something else out to me as well, which I thought was a really, really interesting point. Can you think of the first woman in the Bible who was elderly, who unexpectedly had a child in her old age? Sarah, the wife of Abraham, because it was promised to Abraham that his children would number as many of the stars in the sky, that he would have a whole family line, and yet they were both really old. And Sarah's response, she said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? So Sarah and Mary, similar things. For nothing is impossible with God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? So with Sarah, it begins God's first plan to bring the whole world to him by choosing a man and his wife and promising them a family that would live his ways. That's the Old Testament, Sarah. Of course, it didn't work because the people God had chosen were not always obedient to him. And so then God came in person as a baby in the person of Jesus and through Mary, again, through a miraculous birth. So the New Testament begins with a miracle as well. The Old Testament and the New Testament. God's plan to sort things out that have gone wrong begins with something miraculous in both cases. So Jesus was sent to show the way to sort out the world and bring it back to God. So that second video clip that we had, the image of Christ when God's light is shining through what seems to be a mess, produces the image of Christ. So even the mess we can make of our lives, God is saying that in Christ he is still with us, shining his light, and that to give us faith that great miracles can happen when they are conceived by God's word and born of the Holy Spirit, no matter what the situation. And these stories give us the ability to look back and see how God's worked before. And if he hasn't changed, he can work like that today. Miracles are born through you and me when we respond to a word from the Lord and we respond with the help of the Holy Spirit. Steve made that second point, didn't he? That the same Holy Spirit that conceived Jesus in the Virgin Mary, the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, is available to us today in each of our lives as we turn to God as we know him in Jesus Christ. So I wonder if any of us here today have had a year where things seem to be confused or we're in a tricky situation right now, or things are a bit of a mess for us, or someone we know, or a family we know, where it all seems to be a tangled load of wood and bits of nail and all the rest of it, like that guy made. If that's the case, we need to let the Holy Spirit enter the situation to make what seems impossible possible, to seek a word from God given by the Holy Spirit. And if you are a Christian and you are in fellowship with other Christians, ask them to pray for you. Like that guy said, people prayed for him, and they may bring a specific word from the Lord for you. And if you believe in that word, then we're told the same thing as Mary was told: no word from God will ever fail. If the word is given by the Spirit and we ask for the Spirit's help, then we will see a breakthrough. So, is anything too hard for the Lord? For no word from God will ever fail. For nothing is impossible with God. So, let's not respond like Zechariah. His response was totally understandable. How can this be? It showed a doubt in God's faithfulness to his word. He was struck dumb and ineffective without faith. It's quite interesting because I've pretty well lost my voice, so I think God's probably trying to tell me something about believing for him to act in a situation as well. I'm holding on to my voice because I'm with you to pretend I've got enough faith. So if I lose it for the rest of the day, then probably that's the reality for me, that I haven't got enough faith. But it just simply says, trust and believe. Mary was the ultimate example. That young teenager in a terrifying situation in her culture had that immense trust in God, whereas the elderly priest, he failed. But in the end, he was restored, wasn't he? So he kind of learned his lesson. So let's be like Mary, who with confusion and amazement was able to trust and to have faith. How will this be, she said. So let's be not how can this be, people, but how will this be, and then watch as God births something new as we move into 2020. So I was going to give us a little bit of space to respond now, and maybe just to see how does that truth that we brought forward today, how does that apply to your life, to bring whatever your situation is, whatever you want to see breakthrough in, bring it to the Lord. Or if it's for somebody else that you long to see breakthrough through, bring them to the Lord now. Let's just have a moment of quiet and personal prayer.